Gaza City of Rafah. The opening bell just sounding on Wall Street now. Stocks starting off the day modestly lower. This is SRN News.
Progressive asks, what do a slow Friday night, bored teenage boys...
I'm bored.
A pack of fireworks...
This is going to be awesome.
...and a teetering branch suspended over your car have in common?
Look out!
They can quickly wreak havoc on your slow Friday night.
Uh-oh.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Laura Trump provides a fresh and honest perspective on the issues that matter to you on The Right View podcast, now available on the Salem Podcast Network.
The number of Americans, and I think this is part of the problem right now, the number of Americans getting their news from TikTok quadrupled in the past 3 years. It really kind of terrifies me for what is to come for this country.
Subscribe to The Right View on Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, Rumble, or at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the first full day of spring and a very cold start. Today, temperatures running way below normal with a high temperature only about 59 with sunshine. Back to the 30s again tonight. I've got us around 37. Could be a little frost first thing tomorrow morning, but not quite as cool tomorrow with a high around 70. We'll be in the low 70s Thursday with more sun. The next risk of scattered showers returning by Thursday night into Friday. The weekend looks dry. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations. Since we began in 1906, at CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. Montgomery firefighters responded to a house fire in the 2800 block of Walena Avenue shortly before 5 a.m. Monday. A six-year-old girl and an adult man were found unconscious inside the home and transported to Jackson Hospital. A 15-year-old girl admitted to setting the fire and was charged with first-degree arson. The longest-serving member of the Alabama House of Representatives has resigned from the legislature after pleading guilty to federal conspiracy and obstruction of justice charges. 83-year-old John Rogers diverted money in a kickback scheme from funds intended to pay for community projects in Jefferson County. Central Alabama Crime Stoppers reports scammers are posing as Alabama law enforcement. The fraudsters are calling people asking for money to pay off a warrant. The scam is also being reported in other areas of the state as well. Never give money or personal information to strangers on the internet. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Abbey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network. Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters. What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240 2223. How do you know once you pass that family and friends will get what you promised and that someone won't destroy or replace your will or trust with a fake one? How many copies of your will do you have and do your loved ones know where it is? Every time you change your will, you have to copy, distribute, and have it notarized. Put a stop to all of this at SecureAWill.com, where your important documents like last will, trust, or goodbye letter are stored until your passing. Then they send your info to whomever you've requested. You'll be 100% safe with voice biometrics and their new video signature. Visit them at secure-a-will.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert, and I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. We've helped over 30,000 families out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. If your timeshare agreement goes on forever, if you were told timeshares are a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, you have questions, we have the answers. At Wesley Financial Group, we're dedicated to helping timeshare owners get out of their financial nightmare. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call now for your free timeshare exit information kit. Call 800-761-0000. That's 800-761-0000. 800-761-0000.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Alabama Unfiltered. So far, the crew, the mighty, mighty Scott Beeson and the Ladies of Liberty are not...
are we here?
Yeah, there they are. Okay, I knew you were there.
Hey,
welcome back in.
Okay, let's go back over producing 101. Turn the microphones on.
There was a little... No, that wasn't the problem. Anyway, there was a... It was an internal management issue, but it's okay. Okay.
You about to blame it on me?
Sounds interesting.
No. It's not a blame.
But welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We appreciate you listening to the show. And we appreciate you telling people about it. The Ladies of Liberty are here as well. Sky is here, trying to make sure that we do most of the things right. But
what can he do?
We turn all the things on, we make sure the microphone is right, and sometimes
the invisible powers
that be just don't want it to work.
Well, once it actually has to work.
It heard us in our before the show, and it decided it shouldn't work.
Yeah, I'm beginning to think sometimes that having computers turned on ahead of time, waiting for the remote computers to log back in is not the best way.
Being here 45 minutes early, that's not good.
No, but we only have a short window to hook them all back up. And I'm thinking I know that they frown upon it, but they used to use this terminology. The master computer probably needs to be ready before the slave software.
You cannot use.
Well, I know. I don't know what the real words are
get
now.
Out.
But that's,
stop it.
That's what they used
stop
to call
it, right
it. I'm sorry.
Now.
Y'all are in for a show today.
It feels like
it's gonna
yesterday.
Be good. Why are you dressed up?
Am I not dressed up?
You've got a black jacket on, look like you're Fonzie. You got your Fonzie starter kit on, which is cool.
I do not have a Fonzie starter kit on
what
just
is
because
it?
She has a gorgeous hot pink sweater on.
Okay, I know. Is
it everyone's wondering
the only thing
why.
Clean or what?
So it stinks for abs because she dresses and she looks so good every day. But if you're like me and you set the bar really low and you happen to wear a hot pink sweater one day, that you picked it up and you smelled it to see if you could wear it, then you get all the credit in the world, Scott. It'd be like if you showed up
with a collared golf shirt.
Yes, you know? And we were like, yeah. Are you going to a funeral?
Yes. And then I wore the pictures, and you're like, what the heck is that? That's the same shirt.
And, hey, by the way, our pictures did make the website, so there you go.
Did they?
What?
Yes. Hey, but that looks great. You look great in that color.
Thank you,
You should
Scott,
wear that color every day.
What do you think? I got puffy sleeves. It's the gold buttons.
Yeah,
not you. You and Abs. Look, Abs has got on your jacket.
Yeah. See? Oh, it was a Sky Mosley starter kit. Not a Fonzie starter kit.
What's wrong with black leather jackets anyway?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
It looks great.
It is March 19th, which
is... shining. She is shining and glorious.
Which is Grease Appreciation Day.
Scott. That is enough from you.
Hey, I'm the pink
Scott.
Ladies.
Yes,
and
Scott.
You're the pink ladies. What am I?
No, you're the.
Come on, Scott.
And we're done.
Woo! All right.
Scene.
Somebody say booger. Believe... Let's call it a day. All right.
Boogers.
Yeah. Hey, Sky. Don't encourage it. They were already hawking lugs before we started. And wow. I almost had to leave, but I decided that for continuity's sake, for honor and dignity, and for you and me, I stuck around.
Way to go.
I didn't leave.
Way to go.
I mean, we had to get it out before the show started.
I mean, I'm afraid to take my jacket off because you're going to make fun of my shirt instead of how glorious you have your navy North Face and you have your beautiful
pink. Oh, it does have a motorcycle.
It does have a motorcycle.
Is it Birmingham Cycle Works or whatever?
Birmingham.
Birmingham.
England. It's
Birmingham.
English.
BSA
motorcycles.
For the
part of me that I'm not.
How did you get for your white part?
My white part.
Your white English part.
My husband. Winglish. Yeah, my husband knows I love t-shirts. And so from time to time, he'll make a t-shirt purchase for me. Mm-hmm. And this is one of those that he purchased because I adore t-shirts because I think they're funny.
So you wore your Birmingham the English motorcycle company shirt with your Fonzie. Oh, it's a picture of a motorcycle too?
Yeah, just in case you didn't.
It.
Look.
Okay.
I
knew
Allison,
it would match in some way.
It does match. But you know what I found that I am ordering while we're on the show today? It is the best shirt I've ever seen for both of us. You know what it says on the shirt? And do you want a shirt or do you want a sweatshirt?
Well, tell me what it says first.
I'm a delight.
Isn't that? That's just the best.
Scott's
gonna get a Sharpie and destroy that.
Put not, you know,
hey,
not. Not.
Yeah.
I think we should wear it when we go on our show next time we get invited. If we ever get invited back after today, that's what we should wear when we do our thing, Sinclair.
And you know what thing?
You know what thing I'm talking about, sis?
Yeah.
Are you wearing that today? It's real cute.
Know, maybe.
What are y'all doing?
Well, I'm gonna wear lavender because I feel like this is too much.
Let's go with Easter.
Okay, let's go with Easter colors.
I'll do lavender.
Okay,
we're going back on Todd Starnes show.
Oh, are y'all really?
Yes.
They don't even ask for me anymore, do they?
Nope.
You'll be on the bus.
Oh yeah. Well, Scott, look. Some of us care about children.
Scott, you will be on the bus, and you're a superior human being.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes two of us to equal one of you.
Uh-huh, uh-uh, uh-uh.
The patriarchy.
What time are y'all doing this?
Do you want to do it?
No.
See?
Okay.
What time are y'all doing it?
I was just thinking, you might not be on the bus. 4:15 Central Time.
I'll be finished up, but that's okay. Y'all do it. And y'all are going to want to be seen and all that stuff, right? Because y'all are on TV.
It's
so y'all
on
have
TV.
To have your cameras. No, y'all do it. It's great. Y'all did a great job last time.
You don't want to be seen?
They can
see. Hiding.
We are going to point them
salt
to our
new.
Do y'all realize the kind of things we say on this show? And
yes.
Y'all say on national shows?
Yes. And our children do, too.
Hey, Todd has listened, and he likes us.
Really?
He is one of us, I think.
Todd is smart enough to know that he knows they'll take y'all out before they get to him. So he's just piling cannon
perhaps
fodder out in front.
You realize we're on with him the day his book drops.
I did think about that. I thought
books
that was kind
drop
of a big
on
deal.
Tuesdays, and Jesse Waters has a book out too, Get Your Life Together, Get It Together or something. I'll also buy that. But I'm buying Todd's book.
You think
book
Jesse
first.
Wrote his?
You know
how a bunch of these real famous people don't really.
Yes, I learned
book.
That from my friend. I don't know if I'm allowed to say who I learned that from, but I learned from a well-known individual that many people do not write their books, but it sounds like he did, because if it sounds like the way a person talks.
Yeah, I think Starnes writes his.
Starnes writes. Well, he's a writer. I mean, he's mm-hmm. a great
that's
writer,
that's
and I
thing.
Enjoy him so mm-hmm. much because he's funny. Jesse Watters, I think, writes his. Greg Gutfeld writes his. He started out
Hannity.
As a writer. I don't know that Hannity writes his.
Or do they just go back in and like add in some
because,
clips that sound like them?
You mean the pro? Oh, the
because here's
yeah.
what they
yeah,
do
maybe.
Do that I know from they, history do
they do
is you do have ghostwriters and they do I this happened to me mm-hmm. and I'm only putting this out there because it happened to me is okay. you have a ghostwriter who will go in and get your journals and take and get your voice from your journals. And then capture a story that way and then put it together. And then you go through and edit with them. But that's one of the ways
like when
that they...
When I do my book, how are they going to... Because I don't do journals.
Well, you know, Scott, they're going to listen to the show. They're going to listen to the show. And they're just going to do it that way.
Is that what it is?
Yes,
you can
exactly.
dictate it. You know, like an old dictator.
Yeah, like
voice.
Like, this is Scott Beeson
but you know,
and I love
humanity.
If I
did it, I would have to use like sound effects and stuff. I couldn't just create it.
So it's kind of like an audio video
and then
experience.
And then he came in.
I mean, the person trying to write my book is going to be like, this is a train wreck.
Well, they wouldn't do that. They would let you record your own book. Mm-hmm. Stream of conscience, just mm-hmm. you know, organize the binding of mm-hmm. it. Give yourself kind of some chapter titles,
okay,
funny like Todd Starnes, mm-hmm. and then you could do an AV experience and debut a completely new genre.
Okay,
and then you
no
could use your
said.
Sound effect boards,
oh.
and you can say chapter
so
one.
So my audio
blah,
book
blah, blah,
would be
blah, blah, blah.
Okay. My audio book
so
would be better
book,
than the average,
I think exactly. So. And so you would have no written book; it would only be,
it would be
audio. With sound
an accompanying
effects.
Picture book, a comic book.
And then your sisters would jump in from time to time and go, Scott, that's not true.
All I'm thinking about is what Scott's chapter titles would be.
I don't know if they'd be as good as Starnes.
Well, yours would be like, everyone is stupid.
Your next one would
chapter
be,
two.
My biscuits are better than yours.
What's wrong with you?
And
this
then... they stole
nice.
My committee title. They lied.
They said they would give it back to me. Liars.
If I were there,
the Aborigines mm-hmm. win. Nobody gets that, though.
That is horrible.
Someday are you going to tell that story on the air?
No.
I think it's illegal.
I think Allison and I can tell this story. And then let's see, how would we finish up the book? The Bunny Bus. Is an epic spectacular. Let's see, what else? Step on it.
Step on
Step
it.
Step on it.
How to hawk a Luke.
And don't do it. You booger head.
There you go, Scott.
We got plenty of chapters.
Doo-doo and boogers.
Oh, my goodness gracious. There is so much going on in the world.
Is there, though?
Mm-hmm. There really is.
All right, pressure for y'all. You ready?
I'm ready right now.
Do we have a drum roll?
I haven't read
Without
any
Without y'all being prepared. News in a hot metal puzzle flash. Go.
They're trying to extinguish Trump in any last red penny he's earned. And I hope someday Letitia James is the one who is in jail without any money left over herself.
Very good. Very good. Your turn, Allison. What is it you're bursting at the seams to tell us about?
I hope, and I think the gambling bill might be DOA.
Really? The whole thing?
I don't know. We've got a lot of conflicting stories out there, and my prayer is that there's just chaos, like almost like everybody starts speaking different languages.
Oh, mm-hmm. like the Tower of Babel.
Yes. And then it just goes away. Meanwhile,
back at the ranch.
The pharmacy bill is...
Mr. Beeson?
There you go.
What do you have?
I don't have any news in a menopausal hot flash. I'm letting y'all get the list out.
No, well, the pharmacy bill, tell us what...
No, I'm just saying the public is beginning to understand that the pharmacy bill is a train wreck and is terrible. And so they may not get it through before the public realizes
thank God
what they're doing.
Yeah.
Because I'm beginning to get people reaching out to me, even though we talked about it, last week or the week before?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. People are beginning to hear about it. So it is percolating.
So the $10.52 surcharge is unappealing.
that I think we were right. It goes to every pharmacy.
Yeah.
So if I've got pharmacy in Richie Rich land and I'm a Richie Rich pharmacist, I'm making an extra $10 per prescription, and I get to keep it while I go out and tell everybody it's to save the poor rural pharmacies. People, it's a pharmacy desert out there. Wouldn't it be better if you took Richie Rich Pharmacy and took the $10 from him and distributed it out to the poor? Let's Robin Hood this bill if y'all want to do it. I think it's a terrible bill, terrible idea.
Philip Rigsby.
But if you're going to say you're doing these things, then take it from the rich and give it to the poor. It's awful. But they would deserve that, wouldn't they? Actually, I got a better one. If you're a Richie Rich Pharmacy, take the $10 that the customer had to pay and then take $10 more away from Richie Rich and give it to the poor rural pharmacist that you're trying to save. Because if you want to save them, you save them instead of me saving them.
This is called Double Dipping 2.0.
We got to take a break. We'll be back.
I apologize to anyone who can truly say that he has...
Sweetheart?
Yeah?
I've been thinking, I'm tired of this house.
What? You want
to
move?
Yeah, but we'd have to do some updating, you know, to get top dollar.
Updating really does make a lot of sense, especially when you're talking about lighting. That's where Crosby Electric comes in. They'll help you choose a stunning pendant fixture over your bathroom sink, dramatic flush mount lighting over your kitchen island, maybe some LED panels to backlight your countertops. Energy-saving LED lighting has really come down in price. Or how about a new ceiling fan that moves air more efficiently than fans built only 10 years ago? The bottom line, updating your lighting almost always delivers a full return on your investment.
Well, sweetheart, the house looks fabulous.
Yeah.
Guess I'll put out the for sale sign.
Wait.
What?
I don't wanna move.
Find out how to turn your house into the home you'll never want to leave. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system in the state and provide critical peer-to-peer health care programs specifically tailored for veterans that no private clinics in the state offer. Alabama's nearly 400,000 veterans and their families have faithfully taken care of our nation. Now it's time to give them the health care access they've earned. Pass House Bill 197 and Senate Bill 135 now.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
Ahoy there, landlubbers! Is your stomach yearning for some great seafood? Or maybe it's a meat and three you're craving? So set sail for Little Fish Tail Seafood Bar and Grill, the undisputed champion of deliciousness in Lake Jordan and Slapout. We're talking great food, fantastic drinks, and fabulous music. They're like pirates with spices, creating flavor combinations that'll make your taste buds do a jig. Go see them on Lightwood Road or call 543-4561. Don't forget a free grab bag for the little ones.
The Harriet Two Riverboat has the perfect way to start your weekend each Friday with the Spring Dinner Cruise. Enjoy live entertainment as you dine on a delicious, family-friendly dinner. Add your favorite beverage from the cash bar and dance the night away cruising the Alabama River. Get your family together and make it a family tradition. Boarding starts at 6:30 and cruise starts at 7. Book your cruise on the Harriet Two now at funinmontgomery.com.
Taking on large commercial landscapes, Steel is ready to help in your pursuit of the perfect cut with our full line of professional-grade zero-turn mowers and low-interest financing. Real Steel. Join the pursuit at steeldealers.com.
Visit Dietzville Ace Hardware, your only steel dealer in the area.
This is Jacob with Best Pro Services. We are locally owned and operated, and we are proud to be a top 15 small business in the state of Alabama. We specialize in pest, mosquito, and termite control, and we would love to earn your business. Give us a call for a free inspection and estimate, 265-9990, 265-9990. Or you can visit us on the web at ppsriverregion.com or find us on Facebook at Pest Pro Services. When you want to know, call a pro, Pest Pro Services.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn. They're not just a pawn shop. It's an everything and anything shop. They're located in Prattville. You're going to find firearms, brand new ones, used ones, military firearms, collectibles of all kinds. 15 years and still going strong, folks. First responders and military, you get a 10% discount. When you need a loan, it's time to pawn. High Caliber on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. You better go see them today for the best selection.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio, right on time, all the time. What?
Sky said that was good. That was, you know, perfect. What I did, Sky?
I said, that's the way you do it?
Yeah. Yes, I added some emphasis. Like, oh, I was gosh. Like, an inch from his nose. Time to go.
Let me ask y'all a question.
Can't beat enthusiasm.
Really he can. Responded. Yeah.
There is 1819 News, which I would advise everyone to go to, which is your citizen-supported truth teller here in the state of Alabama. They have opinion pieces. And they allow people to write their opinion. Many times it's politically oriented. And this week they have an opinion piece that is submitted by Senator Jabbo Wagner, who is a friend, and Senator Roger Smitherman, who is a friend.
Excuse me, I'm going.
Really?
Okay, there we go.
Yes, this article, I thought it was an article saying that they had said these things. No, this is an opinion piece from them. So these are their words.
Did they write this or did their people write this?
I said, your humble host said, submitted by.
Okay. Should have listened, Scott. My apologies.
But we're going to give we're going to say authored by. How's that? The Alabama, according to them, this is reminding us of the Birmingham Southern College thing.
Oh, that's right. Darn it. We can't get out of that case.
And the legislators decided to provide a $30 million loan to Birmingham Southern College. Have they already passed it? Is it law? Do we know?
I don't think it's passed, actually.
And
check up on that.
So then
they did provide a $30 million loan.
This was last year.
Yeah.
But remember, Young Boozer said,
This is not. Yeah, you're right.
So this year they're coming back and going to put somebody else in charge of actually giving the money to Birmingham Southern. And apparently this person is not going to really look at it. But I want you to note from this, and like I said, again, both of these gentlemen are, I consider them friends, whatever. I don't have any beef with them. This is an intellectual exercise. Now, according to them, Birmingham Southern adds $91 million in real economic impact to our state's economy every year.
I'm sorry. Do we have any bullet points on exactly what that 91, like, where did that come from?
This is an example of almost every, and maybe they had an economic impact study done.
Right.
Probably done by Birmingham Southern. No. But look, in case you don't know, Alabama Unfiltered Radio has a $35 million annual economic impact on the state's economy every year.
Obviously.
I think we need a state loan.
Well, I mean, it's $35 million. And don't ask me how I got it. I just know, I feel it in my bones. It's somewhere, and that's on the low side.
So
35 million.
So you're saying that I'm asking the wrong question.
Yeah, the wrong question.
Oh,
you should
I'm
just
sorry.
Accept.
I'll, you know what? I'll just drink coffee and I'll sit
yes,
in the corner.
Yes, that's what we're
it's
all
fine.
Doing.
Okay.
This is not a woman thing either. This is for men and women. Just don't ask any questions.
Okay, got it.
This is just the way it is. Birmingham Southern adds almost $91 million in real economic impact on the state's economy. $91 million every year. Mm. So over the life of the loan, what does that mean? It means Birmingham Southern is worth $2 billion.
Obviously.
What is the life of the loan?
20 years.
20 years.
So we're going to give them $30 million of taxpayer money okay. because they're broke.
Okay.
And they are they're a defunct business. So we're going to give them $30 million, but since it's worth $2 billion, it's well worth it. And that is the argument from this opinion piece that it seemed obvious to them. This is a quote. It seemed obvious to us that providing a loan of $30 million to be paid back with interest made a great deal of sense, given that Birmingham Southern College's economic and fiscal impact meant the loan would, in effect, be repaid not just once, but many times over. Does anyone believe that Birmingham Southern is worth $2 billion over the next 20 years?
Didn't Donald Trump just get in a whole lot of trouble for overvaluing his properties?
Good point.
It operates as a legend in their mind. It is a special place. My husband went to school there. They had people. In fact, I find it ironic that the person who is the president of BSC right now mm-hmm. is a financial person. Mm-hmm. I think that's ironic. Mm-hmm. I think it's ironic that they ran through their endowment fund 15 to 20 years mm-hmm. ago, lowered the price of going to school there, built buildings they didn't need, and now are complaining and wondering why no one wants to run to their aid. Mm-hmm. Even the Methodist Church didn't want to give them that much money. Mm-hmm. No, sir. Also, I would really like to see that economic impact statement.
Let me. Oh, yeah.
I would love to see how you got to that beautiful figure of
$91 million a year.
$91 million. Also, if you can't run your business right and you ran out of money, your business has to close. I don't care what kind of memories. I don't care what kind of impact it's had. I don't care. It should not exist.
Let me ask you another one. It says Birmingham Southern met the qualifications, including offering the state first security interest on collateral. Does state first security interest on collateral mean that they promise to pay the state back first? So you go and do a bunch of work for them, and they can't pay all their bills. They promise to pay the state first, and you who run Scott and the Ladies of Liberty HVAC company, you don't get paid first. They pay the state first.
That's why I don't care what. Let's just assume that those numbers are correct.
Yeah, but don't forget, economic impact statements are the most cobbled together. Stretch the truth. Oh, every dollar rolls over 16 times in the economy. And so they just keep adding them up. I was in a meeting one time where they actually gave us three economic impact studies. Mm-hmm. And I said, question. And they're like, oh, God. Senator, I said, what is the gross domestic product for the county today that we know of? Like, how much, how much output do we actually have? And it was, I don't remember how many millions of dollars. I'm like, each of y'all realize that when you add your little impact studies together, that your three business interests are more than the whole county combined? And I kind of find that impossible. And they're like, nope, time to go. This meeting's over. All these things are pie in the sky. They admit they're financially insolvent. We'll be back.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
At Guardian Credit Union, we believe that banking should be personal, just like the relationships we build with members. Imagine a place where you're not just a credit score, but a valued part of our community. At Guardian, our dedicated team takes the time to listen, understand, and tailor financial solutions that fit your unique needs. From buying a car to saving for college and even starting a small business, we've got you covered. Come experience the Guardian difference and let's achieve your financial goals together. Guardian Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available? Call 285-3667 for details or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Make this spring your most productive yet with our package deal on Kubota's L2501 DT tractor with front loader, 5-foot cutter, and box blade, and 20-foot trailer at special spring savings. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
We need to do something a little different to get workers into the workforce, not wait until 4 years after they graduate.
Adam Seeley and Eric West are launching Baldwin Prep Academy, getting high school students right out of school and into the workforce with skills absolutely in demand everywhere. It's a model being used across the country. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the first full day of spring and a very cold start. Today, temperatures running way below normal with a high temperature only about 59 with sunshine. Back to the 30s again tonight. I've got us around 37. Could be a little frost first thing tomorrow morning, but not quite as cool tomorrow with a high around 70. We'll be in the low 70s Thursday with more sun. The next risk of scattered showers returning by Thursday night into Friday. The weekend looks dry. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Machine. On the cloud side, I think in the night, yeah.
Welcome back in, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We appreciate you listening to the show. I'm always fascinated.
Scott's lost his list.
I don't know what happened.
Guys, he's panicking. He has a list. Hysterical.
He said, "Oh my gosh, I didn't know he had a list.
Where's the list?
That's why. Hey, I knew it was a bad idea.
That's another chapter title."
Scott has a list.
Idaho serial killer. That's on an old list. Crazy tweets from lefties. That's on an old list.
Why don't you just throw these away?
What about this list?
No, I just wrote it today. I don't know what happened to it. It's got a blue
star.
You
didn't even get up.
Oh, you know what?
It's the people who
messed with our microphones took your list.
Maybe this is it. What's the day? Tuesday, the 19th day of March in the year of our Lord. Let's see. Yep, that's it. Found it. We're all back on track.
Wow, good.
I just want people to know that these economic impact studies are, the scientific word would be gobbledygook. They're gobbledygook. People wonder, how do you get that? And you see it in the old papers, or you hear it in the news. Oh my gosh, if we would just do this, if we would just use the taxpayer money, it'll be billions of dollars. And it literally, I tried to get one of them to explain it to me one day, one of the professors, and it literally is, okay, we've got Alabama Unfiltered Radio, and we pay, you know, the employees are paid something, so there's an impact. And then they go out and they, you know, they've got to eat lunch. So there's an impact. And well, now the lunch counter place is, they're still in business and they have to pay somebody. So there's an impact. And they just keep adding on all these layers of, well, you had to buy gas and you had to go here and you had to do this. And my argument is, well, if Alabama Unfiltered Radio went away today, everybody would get a different job. It's not some magical, you know, dollar tree that dollars are just growing out of it. So, and that's kind of how they do these studies. And when you hear them say, they talk about the dollars rolling over so many times, every time they roll them over, they add them into the report to make it sound like, oh, we've got to do this. If it went away, the $2 billion would be gone from the economy. And that's not really true.
So it's like a 16-year-old trying to get out of punishment is what it sounds like. You know,
how do they
come up with an economic impact statement and they roll it and they roll it and they roll it. And by the end, they're like, see?
Yes.
See?
Yes. The little pieces, and then they said, and then said, because they said, and so-and-so happened.
And that's why I'm 2.5 hours late.
Yes.
I had no choice. Mm-hmm.
The Pope did it.
That's right.
It's the butterfly effect.
I mean, you just listen to it and you go, okay, this is ridiculous.
Y'all really should go to 1819news.com and read the opinion piece by Senator Wagner and Senator Smitherman, who, like I said, I get along with them fine. But they point out some things that people should know, like Birmingham Southern College could not get a loan because it is a bad credit risk. Okay, so that means that private banks, private lenders said, yeah, I can't. But the state will do it. Do people get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes,
the people in the business of getting their money back with interest said no. So you and I are going to be the bank. We're the dumbest bank. We, the people, are the dumbest bank in the state or in the country because no one else would loan them the money, but we, the taxpayers, will do it.
That's why I don't even have to hear the numbers. And even if all the numbers are correct, the premise of what they're doing is flat out wrong. Mm-hmm. Because, like I said, if the three of us opened a business, four of us, Sky, you're a part of it too. Okay, we're going to take you down.
All right. Going to jail too. Great.
And we run our business into the ground and get into debt and say, what do we do? What do we make? If we had a business, what would it be?
Widgets.
No, it's got to be more fun.
T-shirts.
Okay, we make T-shirts, but we don't make any money. And we run up this credit card debt and we never deliver our T-shirts and our customers hate us and they don't want to use us anymore because we're woke. See what I did there?
Oh, that was good.
See what I did there?
Must be the swanky clothes.
Are Jabbo and Smitherman coming to bail us out?
Well, did we give...
Hale County, no!
Did we give them any money to
their
campaign?
They are not.
Did I say that out loud?
Yeah. Ooh. And that's true, too. I mean, it's wrong for the government to be in the business of bailing out private entities. Bottom line, I don't care what the economic incentive impact statement says. That's dumb.
maybe this. I'm not putting words in their mouths, but what if we really dug down deep and we started looking at a bunch of these institutions of higher education across the state and across the fruited plain of the whole entire country, would we realize that, wow, without all the tax dollars that we give, they might go belly up too? Mm. So maybe they're looking at it like, hey, look, it's just another college. Yeah. They're all run poorly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, of all the things that the government does, which ones do they do efficiently? Mm. So it's just another one of those things. But hey, look, y'all go and check it out. It's an opinion piece at 1819news.com. It's titled Senator Jabbo Wagner and Senator Roger Smitherman, Birmingham Southern, a $30 million investment for a $2 billion return.
Is Smitherman the leader of the minority?
He's a Democrat from Jefferson County, but I don't know if he's the party leader in the Senate.
I need to look.
Or not.
And while we're at 1819 and reading opinion pieces, mm-hmm. also check out Dr. Tankersley's piece on excess American deaths and the time for COVID reckoning. Also a very good piece. A little, both are concerning.
Okay.
But a very good piece as we are considering what to do with our state health officer and finding out if any of that is ever going to pass, mm-hmm. if we're ever going to hold people accountable, or do we just not care? But I think Stuart expresses it well, just what we're dealing with and what we should do. And he's right. There should be a COVID reckoning. There should be.
Let me ask a question. I thought about the COVID reckoning. There's a couple of national pieces out there. And I see Stands Up and Ann's Up. We're going to get to you ASAP, but just a thought before we go there. It's about, what was it, 3 years ago, 4 years ago to the day, yesterday or the day before was one of the big COVID hallmark days. I don't remember if it was the end
four
of the 2 years. Weeks.
No, it was the start. I think we're still in the middle of the 2 weeks now.
Is that what it is? See, 4 years, okay, here it is, from the American Thinker. What day was this?
Was it March 18th?
I feel like it was like the 14th.
Okay.
March the 16th is okay. When Monica Showalter did this. 4 years after COVID and its lockdowns, why was this man smiling? Remember this? And it's Greg Price tweeted this on March the 16th. 3 years ago today, the day everything changed, look how excited Fauci and Burks were about permanently altering the lives of millions of people. And I feel like in the state of Alabama, the state health officer, et cetera, really have this concept of, hey, look, you know, we're untouchable. But part of it goes back to, remember what we've been telling little kids for a long, long time, things like, it doesn't matter if you win or lose, just do what?
Your best.
Just do your best. If you just do your best, that's enough. For us, if you just do your best, that is great. Now, I understand the sentiment of that. But what if your best is lousy? do you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
What if you're not good at what you're trying to do? What if I'm trying to be a brain surgeon? I'm not a brain surgeon, but doggone it, I did my best. Is anybody going to say, wow, Scott, you're a hero? And what I think has happened in the medical community is they're like, well, we did what we thought. Mm-hmm. We did what they said. Mm. We did our best. Well, y'all's best was terrible. Y'all lied to the American people. We were trying to save people. But you were wrong. You were totally wrong, and you wouldn't listen to anybody else. And that's kind of what I get the feeling for the state health officer and others is, why are you mad at us? Mm-hmm. We did our best. Well, then let's get somebody better if that is your best. Because they really fouled it up. Ann and Stan are up next. We'll be back.
Job for AC by LeQuire.
AC by LeQuire is celebrating 40 years.
leaders in business with their Spring into Comfort sale. Visit acbythechoir.com to save up to $1,800 on a new carrier system or get special financing for up to 60 months. Turn to the experts at AC by the Choir, celebrating 40 years of being the River Region's company of choice. That's AC by the Choir.
Sounds like a job for AC by the Choir.
License 84417.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, you will immediately see the difference in pricing. Not only do we offer the most competitive rates, but our closing costs rank among the lowest in the industry. How do we do it? Because we can. We do not have the overhead that big banks and lenders do. Those big banks and lenders have big expenses. And what do? They pass those expenses along to you. Meanwhile, here at Alabama Home Mortgage, we receive wholesale rates which result in big savings that we pass along to you. Don't pay more for less. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our rates and pricing are just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
If you're new to Medicare, the ins and outs can be complicated. At Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama, our local advisors are here to help answer your questions, and we're here to help you find a Medicare plan that fits your needs. Visit bcbsalmedicare.com or call 1-844-627-5612. Now, Medicare, that's focused on you. Blue Advantage is a PPO with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Blue Advantage PPO depends on contract renewal.
Days are longer and our prices are lower at Cafco's Spring Open House. This week, join us daily for door prices and the best sale of the season on all your favorites like home decor, floral supplies, gift items, and more. Refreshments served Thursday through Saturday. Don't miss our designer demos Saturday, March 23rd at 1 p.m. Shop our sale more than once for daily deals and surprises throughout the store. Cafco's Spring Open House Sale this week, 9 till 5, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
When your tax refund comes, put it on the floor and walk on it. Revitalize the look and feel of your home with new floors from Prattville Carpet. With faster and better service than the big box stores and luxury vinyl planks starting as low as $4.99 per square foot, you'll enjoy that tax refund turned flooring every single day.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Dial 285-8117 or visit PrattvilleCarpet.com.
Prattville Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
There's a better way to shop for window treatments, which includes window treatment professionals and in-store design help. This is Ben with Just Blinds in Prattville. Your path to a better window treatment experience begins by visiting our showroom in Prattville. Stop in at your convenience Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You'll experience a friendly, personal, and custom process, all designed to deliver the absolute look and feel you want for your home, guaranteed. Visit us at Just Blinds in Prattville or online at gojustblinds.com.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health.
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Into the program, everybody. Golly, there is so much stuff to do. We've been rolling and we've got some good calls. Let's go to Ann. Ann, welcome to the program. Stan, stick with us. But Ann, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Ann, yeah. I'm so glad that you are still an activist.
Oh, well, you're welcome. Guess where I am this morning?
Where?
Purgatory.
Purgatory. Purgatory. And there's no parking places. I mean, you have to drive around 30 minutes since they tore up the parking lot for their new building.
You're at the state house. Yes. Okay.
Purgatory.
Yes.
Hey, that's a city of dreams now. Come on. That's good old Montgomery.
So, well, that's right. It's the city of dreams. I'm sorry. It's the problem is, it's whose dream? So, I'm down here for 3 days. We have so much stuff going on down here that I'm just going to stay the night. I'm not driving back and forth.
Fill us in. What's going on?
Well, you know the gambling bill's coming up, and I know you said you thought it was not going to pass, but there's no way on earth they won't pass something. I mean, this is their chance, and they're going to do it. They have we have the mask and the vaccine bill for so that won't ever happen again. We have the health guy, and there's a bill in there that's going to come up this week about the 14-year-olds being able to do anything medically they want to do without parental permission. The parents' rights.
Are the legislators trying to say that 14-year-olds should be able to do whatever they want without parents' permission?
That's what it is now.
That's what it is now. We're going to try to stop that.
Right.
Yes.
We're going to change it. I don't know if they ever settled on 17 or 18. But actually, the age of majority in Alabama is 19. So not sure where they got that. So, just going to have to come down and have fun. Right now, I'm on my way to a meeting with Danny Garrett so he can explain to me the details in the CHOOSE Act. The problem with the CHOOSE Act is that only a small percentage will be able to use it.
Right.
And it looks like to me they deliberately designed it to fail.
Oh, they definitely deliberately. Okay. I don't know because I haven't looked at all the words. Historically, based on past history, the legislature will include a poison pill for things that the populace want so they can say they did it and then no one actually be able to use it. But here's an interesting thing you might want to mention to Representative Garrett. When they first passed, what's the other one? What's the or one? Is it called the CHOOSE Act? Are we talking about the same one?
Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago, a number of people reached out to me. Many of them in the minority community saying, I heard the legislature passed a bill that said we could go to whatever schools we want to go to. Is that true? So my point to the legislature is, where was the storm? Where was the firestorm? Where was the blowback? They made the people of Alabama think they had kind of already done this a couple weeks ago, and they didn't know the details. But you didn't see people marching in the streets saying, I'm against school choice. What you saw was arguably hundreds, if not thousands, of people going, oh, my gosh, we're going to be able to go to a different school if we want. That should have shown the legislators people are for it. People are fine with it. They're not going to melt down and have a heart attack and say it's terrible. So do the real deal. Anyway, I know you know that, Ann. I'm sorry.
That's okay. But I do have a comment on Jabbo's bill for Birmingham Southern.
Jabbo and Smitherman's, yes.
But as you know, I can say Jabbo is not my friend. And I can say that every word that I have heard and seen come out of his mouth is not exactly the truth.
We got to take a break.